Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
We're doing very well. Very well indeed. Always makes it easier after a win.
Usually after a win, guys are more cooperative, but I'm cooperating with you no matter what.
I see. That's a great point, and I love that enthusiasm. I wanted to talk a little bit about, and we can expand on both of these players, but they weren't technically back-to-back plays. But at the end of the first half, Kalen Carson breaking up the pass to Bowers to prevent a touchdown, and they ended up kicking a field goal, which meant at the half it was 24-9. And then in the first drive of the second half, Bland with the breakup once again on Bowers on third down for a three and out. I felt like those two plays essentially sealed the game. I realize it's early, it's a two-score game, there's lots more football, but both of those cornerback plays on either side of halftime I thought were ginormous for this win.
And did you think it was significant that they had corners covering Bowers?
I mean, that tells you a lot about the respect level right there, huh?
Exactly, exactly. And that was one of the things I think I noticed during the game. It's like, all right, we're not leaving this up to linebackers to run with him or bring a safety down in the box to cover the tight end. We're going to use our cornerbacks. And, yeah, awfully, awfully significant. And, you know, I thought that was one of the things that got lost somewhat in the game, that Kalen Carson played every snap on defense, 100% of them. I think it was 60.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah. And everybody was, you know, we all talked about all the other guys coming back in kind of a six-pack, right? And it's like, well, let's not forget Kalen Carson, because they kind of, after he was healthy and ready to play, they kind of moved him in a little bit on special teams, a few plays here, a few plays there. And the next thing we knew, he was the starting corner along with Bland when they just had two corners on the field. So I thought that was pretty significant. Not only that, but he played at the level he played and kind of reminded me of what took place at last year in training camp when Dak Prescott nicknamed him Seatbelt, right? Had an impressive training camp to make the team, and then it seemed like once he got hurt, tried to come back after that, and he just wasn't the same. And if I remember correctly, he had off-season shoulder surgery and, you know, missed the majority of the off-season workouts, and then finally got back, got in the training camp, and then he had another injury. I think it was a knee. But it was almost like adding somebody to the team without a trade, getting him back on the field.
Since you mentioned Kalen Carson's nickname of seatbelt, do you think it's still weird that sometimes they tell you on the airplane how to work a seatbelt? Like, you made your wear
demonstration.
Yeah, you were smart enough to buy the ticket.
It might be somebody's first time,
and they don't know how a seatbelt works.
Some seatbelts are different. Kevin, you know, I mean, we literally have to have this is hot coffee on somebody's coffee at McDonald's so they don't spill on their lap and sue people.
Yeah,
you want me to give you a better one when we go to San Francisco for the home games.
Uh-huh.
And you go in the bathroom and you go to the stand-up urinals.
Yeah.
There's a sign on the wall in front of you.
No.
And it says, portable water, do not drink.
Oh!
I wasn't sure.
I thought they was going to say don't sit, but
I did too. That
they did tell people to don't drink out of the toilet, Kevin.
I think it would be.
I laugh every time I see that in Santa Clara.
I think it'd be hilarious if some guy next to you was like lapping up the water and you had to tap on the sign for him.
Yeah. You know, hey. Excuse me there. You're not supposed to drink that water.
It says right here on the sign.
It's potable water, I think is what they call it.
Oh, man.
That is amazing.
I don't know how.
I
forgot my other football question.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know how we transition, but I'll try. Damone Clark waived. Perrion Winfrey activated. Can you kind of tell me a little bit about Clark's time here and then also the rotation that you might see at the defensive tackle position?
Yeah, it was kind of a strange career because they drafted him. I think he was maybe it was a later draft pick because he was coming off that serious injury.
Yep.
You know, he got ready to play maybe halfway, three quarters of the way through his rookie year. And it's like, oh, they got something there. And then the next year, if my memory is correct, maybe that's when Van Der Esch got hurt. And he ended up going in, and if I remember correctly, leading the team in tackles. And then last year, he sort of, they were using him, but he kind of disappeared. And then in training camp this summer, I thought he played decently. And, you know, they were using him early in the season, and then he disappeared again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe... You know, when they looked at the linebacker spot, you know, with the trades and some of the young guys they were trying to develop, you know, he became the odd man out again. So, yeah, it's been a curious career for him so far. And as Schottenheimer said yesterday, you know, he hopes he lands somewhere and maybe getting in a new situation helps him out. But was always a hard worker, good special teams guy. But, yeah, he never just flourished on a consistent basis. And then Winfrey, I can see, you know, they liked him in training camp until he got hurt.
Yep.
You know, another guy that kind of came out of nowhere, the UFL, and really showed up on the line. So, again, it seemed like when Schottenheimer talked about him yesterday that he was destined to get on the 53-man roster again.
Yeah, I do believe, Kevin, that there was a moment where he thought he was cut from the team.
Yes.
And then
remember that day?
Shotty was like, hey, no, I just had to explain to him, like, hey, this might be the last opportunity, and here's your chance to prove your worth. I think there are a lot of people that preseason-wise are very excited to see what he could possibly do with this group.
Yeah, and it's like, kind of two guys coming out of nowhere, right?
Yep.
With James Houston, and now we'll see what he can do and if he can get active on game
Hold
day.
On a second now, Mickey. Would we say
he
James
came out of nowhere except for you?
We talked about Quinnen Williams yesterday, and we talked about impact for him personally, but what kind of impact did you think having him out there did have and can have for somebody like Kenny Clark?
Oh, I thought we saw it immediately. on Monday night when they had a meeting at Geno Smith for that sack, right?
Right.
It was like, okay, you know, your chances are you're not going to be able to take care of both guys, and sometimes you're not going to be able to take care of either guy. And I think it's going to lessen the number of double teams that Kenny Clark has been facing. I remember after the Carolina game, I think I told you guys this, you know, they basically in the running game, you know, I know Rico Dottle, but it was that offensive line. And they were double teaming both tackles, so Osa and Kenny Clark, and just saying, you guys aren't going to stop us up the middle. And I asked Kenny Clark after the game the next week, I said, have you ever been double teamed that much in your career? I mean, we're talking, he's in his 10th season. He goes, I can't recall taking on that many double teams.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you put in a whole day's work. I think that, you know, that's going to free him up some, too, if they say, well, can't double both of them. And the way Williams plays, he defeats double teams. And I think we saw that and we'll continue to see it. So, yeah, absolutely. It helps Kenny Clark. And it helps Osa Odighizuwa,
yeah,
who I think had one of his better games too, because now he's like a true, you know, three technique guy that's going to take on single blocks because they're going to double team the other guy. And then if you go on their five-man front with five defensive linemen, then that spreads everybody out into more single blocks unless they're using a tight end or a running back to help out.
See, I'm glad that you brought that up because I was going to ask you about the prospect of what we saw and could we see more of Quinnen, Kenny, and Osa all out there at the same time, because I was kind of digging that.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, it was a look. I don't think they did it full time,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
But it was at times, and they're, you know, when they're preparing a game plan, you're looking at what that team does, and you go, okay, maybe in this situation, we're doing this. And sometimes if it's two tight ends or three tight ends, it's like, okay, we're going to match up. We're not going to mess around and say, all right, well, we're going to play three linebackers. Well, maybe you play two linebackers and an extra defensive lineman if their propensity in those formations is to run the football.
Okay, speaking of running the football, can you explain the running back situation for this team? I know Javonte is the guy that carries the ball the most. What's going on with Jaden Blue?
Yeah, somehow Jaden Blue, after that fumble, I think lost some confidence in the coaching staff. Because since then, they've been elevating Malik Davis as the backup running back without Miles Sanders available. And they've been using Hunter Lipke a little bit more to help out at fullback and using two running backs, right? And he's the second guy to help with the blocking. And then you saw them surprise him on a couple plays on third or fourth down, actually getting the ball to him. So, yeah, I don't know if Jaden Blue got himself in the doghouse, but I would think Malik Davis is close to being out of elevations, if I remember correctly.
Do you think he could average more yards per carry than Ashton Jeanty did against the Cowboys?
you mean Davis?
Yeah. No, I know Davis can do it. I meant Blue.
Oh, Blue. Yeah, I think he could. I think he could.
Okay,
as long as he holds. Man, remember, and that was what his reputation was when he came to the Cowboys, and he didn't have any problem in training camp or preseason. But then that one popped up, and I don't know if that led to this or there was other reasons why that they lost trust in him so far.
How do we feel about more playing time for Siobhan Revelle down the road here? How did he feel about his game, and how does...
Because I was surprised he got cornerback snaps in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking they'd ease him in, you know, special teams or something like that. And they know, what did he get, 17, 19
yep.
snaps? And I thought you noticed him because, not because he got beat, but because he was around the guy he was trying to cover. I think that if they get confidence in him, and the way Kalen Carson played, maybe you trust your outside corners when they got to go nickel, and you can put Bland in the slot because, you know, he's done that quite a bit. But again, I think previously when they didn't have guys they trusted outside, it's like, well, now he's got to play outside. We'll put somebody inside. So you could see, Revel getting more and more snaps, and if Kalen Carson plays that way, then Bland can go in the slot, and you're not relying on either Reddy Stewart or Bridges or Elam to have to come in and play. And, you know, and those are guys that, you know, were kind of on the edge of the roster until the injury struck, and then you had to use them. And that's why, you know, we sit there and go, well, what happened? What's going on at corner? Why is this happening? Well, you were playing guys that you probably didn't plan on having to start. You know, you were going to keep them on the team, as backups, next man up. But you can't have too many next men up in the secondary without getting burned.
Yeah. And I know this is not a new or revolutionary concept or anything, but it feels like Revel in particular kind of went back to the idea of how important practice is, especially in the more limited NFLPA days of fewer practices, but like making the most of that time.
Yeah, he made the most of his 21 days, right?
Yes.
Because, you know, and we got to remember, too, the last time he played a football game was the third week in September, third game at East Carolina when he tore his ACL.
He wanted to be on that field bad.
Yeah.
and I would see him when, you know, he wasn't eligible to practice once they put him on injured reserve. But, you know, even in training camp, he was one of those guys that would stand in the background and kind of mimic what the guy that was in front of him actually playing was going to do. And he's got a really good nature. And if you look back into his career, what he did to try to get on at East Carolina was somewhat remarkable because this is a guy that, you know, didn't get any offers coming out of high school and was working graveyard shift, I believe, at like one of the transfer delivery companies. And East Carolina had a tryout day for guys that didn't get scholarships that can come in and work out. And if I remember the story correctly, he finished his shift at midnight, 1 o'clock, something like that. His dad picked him up, and they drove to East Carolina, got there first thing in the morning, to be able to get a workout, and he won a scholarship. So that tells you something about his work ethic.
Man, that is a tremendously fun story. That's what we depend on you for, Mickey. Thank you very much. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
All right, I'll be here. See ya.
There you go, Mickey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus don't be like these hockey fans. Next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, on Friday, we're going to be at Freebirds in Irving, 7601 North MacArthur. And the giveaway, featured giveaway item that day, will be those 105.3 The Fan Tolo cutting boards. So get something that you can bring to Thanksgiving and pretend like you spent a lot of time making it or bought it or whatever. Nobody needs to know. We're not going to tell anybody. But Friday, Freebirds in Irving. Now, it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah,
it's back!
Yep.
It's back! Corey, I appreciate the effort.
You're welcome.
I really don't. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, don't be like these hockey fans. I respect the pettiness, but come on. We got to be better as a society. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But a couple things first. Kevin sent me the list of Peace-a-thon items, Corey.
Right.
And I am just amazed at the selection, the variety of items. I see at least, I don't know, probably 10 to 15 things that I have to win, but I know I can't walk away with all of them.
I don't think you can afford that.
I'll say this.
I can't. I know that.
I'm trying to check my email. I think there's something wrong, Kevin.
Why?
Your message can't be displayed right now. Yeah.
It's a skill issue.
So I'm starting to wonder, maybe Alec just got Trojan horsed.
What's been the story with Hotmail for like the last 3 months?
Yeah, something has been going on, huh?
Maybe people are like, what do you mean? Like
should
the
I
last
change?
13 years?
Should I, not, should
I get
my Hotmail?
I get it.
And get out of this thing?
I get it.
Oh, there we go. It's up, baby.
All right.
Well, no, it's all the way up.
He's out for the rest of the segment.
Huh. Well, he usually is at this time of the
Ian
day.
Ian Kinsler? Awesome.
That's the one you chose to shout
Paige
out.
Beckers?
Oh, yeah, we have a Paige Beckers autographed
Warren
jersey.
Warren Moon?
Yeah.
Micah?
Jared Sandler? Okay.
You're kidding me.
Man, this is going to be awesome. I can't wait for next week. It's going to be a good time. But we're going to look at the National Day calendar to focus on today rather than next week, because I could talk about Peace-a-thon all day, but we got some national holidays today. But let's see. Today is National Education Support Professionals Day.
Oh.
It's a lot to say. But shout out to our education support professionals. We appreciate you, as always.
What, is that like front office, assistant teachers? What is that? Do you know what that means? I'm sorry to put you on the spot there.
Yeah, it's the school support staff. So front office employees, counselors, stuff like that.
Counselors,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, a special focus on them. So a shout out to them. Cafeteria workers, maintenance workers, bus drivers. So everybody that makes everything happen to get the kids to the classrooms.
People don't appreciate the bus drivers enough, do they?
At all. And we need to, because they, especially the high school ones, they put up with some of the worst things ever. Some of the most weird, random scenarios. I've been involved in plenty of those in my high school days. Yeah, Summit High School was an interesting place.
Could you tell one of those stories now? Or?
Yeah, I probably could. I mean, obviously the relations in the back of the bus was a common thing.
Is it because you listened to that freaking Platinum Chevy ad that Corey just did?
Yeah, and then there might have been drug situations at times. And stuff.
I hooked up in the back of an airplane once.
Huh. What?
And a bus. That was high school. Not that kind of hookup, but you know.
You hooked up with somebody in the back of a plane in high school?
Uh-huh. And in the bus.
Okay.
It was a band trip.
And who did you hook up with?
Can't say it.
I thought you'd only been
I said
with
it was
your
high
wife.
School hookup, dude. High school kind of stuff, you know?
So you guys are like holding hands?
Yeah. Yep, holding hands. That's right.
Remember when holding hands was like the height of that was your home plate?
And there were there's the fingertip hold, which is it's like meh. And then there's the clasp, which is the clasp is fine. It's the weave. It's whenever you intertwine fingers, now you have made it. Now y'all are together.
Alec.
Yes.
Can I tell you a Thanksgiving-based hand-holding story?
Oh, gosh.
So, this is really embarrassing.
I'm very nervous.
Me
too. This was when Jess and I were still dating. And to Corey's point, we went all the way with that interlocking handhold.
Ooh.
But her family prays before dinner.
Yeah.
And I was standing right next to her dad. And out of habit, I interlocked my fingers with him. We were holding hands. And man, I still hear about that to this day.
Mm.
That's a connection that only you two have.
Yeah. It's been special since day one.
I'm pretty sure that was the same day that I asked for his permission to marry Jess. And I sometimes wonder... Did that go to that next level?
He was like,
he's like, you know what? I was on the edge, but he held hands with
me.
Yeah. Yeah, he was comfortable enough. It's also National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day.
Of course it is.
Oh, yeah. And you know me, I'm a big fan of the coffees of the world and the energy drinks of the world. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to pass up this as a question of the day. But today is National Play Monopoly Day.
Oh, yeah.
So, your favorite board or card game of all time, 877-881-1053. Twitch and YouTube. Want to hear from you as well.
All right. I need you to know this. Avery came home recently with our Monopoly. He took it and went to go play with his friends. Brought it home and was like, I want to play Monopoly with you guys. So, for two straight weeks,
you guys have been
We're playing Monopoly. We're playing Monopoly. And I was like, okay, fine. It takes forever to play this game, though, all right? Yeah. So finally, it was like a Sunday night. I said, all right, let's go ahead and start this. It was like 4 o'clock. Around 6 o'clock, things started happening, and Adrian had to do something with Lucy, and she got up to go. And then when she came back, she did not want to play anymore. And Avery was like, oh, and he crashed out. Like, he literally crashed out. Everybody decided to quit because of all, you know, well, if she's done, I'm done, we're all done. He lost it. The next morning, I said, hey, man, I just want to let you know, most games of Monopoly end that
way. Yeah.
Either somebody quits or somebody gets upset, but what happened? And he goes, well, so they all end with somebody crashing down? I was like, not really. That was on you, buddy. But like that, like every game usually ends with nobody having won.
Do you ever feel like it's a chess match in terms of you're like, I can't win, but I'm going to try to bleed you down or break you down, and we're going to do this game forever.
I refuse to give this up even though I have $1 left.
Yes.
I'm going bankrupt over here, but dang it, I got some property to sell.
Not letting you win.
Not absolutely.
You win. I haven't played Monopoly in years. I kind of want to play it.
I win. That's the one thing I know. I have a good strategy.
Google me. Right?
I really liked Trivial Pursuit, and then when there was pop culture Trivial Pursuit, oh yeah, I was all about that.
The 214 is in lockstep with you, Kevin, on Trivial Pursuit.
You know, game is stupid. Chutes and ladders. There's no skill involved in that.
Yeah,
they just put that chute there because you're like, oh, well, you're about to win, but now screw you.
I'm saving that. You know, I don't know why.
What about the ladder, though? You're not upset about that.
Yeah, no, I am upset about that because I've definitely been on the wrong end of that when somebody's on space 24 or whatever. Now they're on 87. And I was like, what the crap? You can't roll a 63.
I do remember telling my grandma we were playing Chutes and Ladder. And I was like, I love this game. I think it's awesome. And I was very far out in front and she was just smiling.
Yeah.
And then whenever I slid all the way back down to the bottom, she just looked at me and was like, mm-hmm.
See,
yep.
Chutes and Ladders is the same as left, center, right. If you're ahead, you're going to lose. I know you think it's going well for you, but there's going to be a turn there, and you're going to be like, how the crap in hell did that person win?
It's a great game for kids, though, just to get their confidence up that they can win those games. Because like you said, Kevin, there's no skill.
No.
There's no, just like Candyland, there's no skill in that.
Yeah.
Well, just
you got
just
a double
roll big
purple.
Numbers.
Good job.
Yeah.
You didn't plan that.
I loved it as a kid, though, because, like, that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Game required no thinking.
Yep.
Just roll the dice and go.
Yeah.
I loved it. But let's see. From the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. This one's in all caps and it's scaring me. From the 214, Uno, I will own all of you at it.
So I need to know what rules of Uno you're using going in, because there are house rules, there are the official rules, a lot of controversy surrounding what happens after the draw two or the draw four, a lot of controversy about, like, here's the thing, if you play Uno, just only say Uno to get somebody to draw extra cards in, like, a normal amount of time.
Yeah.
Don't wait till one nanofiber of that card touches the thing.
Uno!
And you're like, what?
You say Uno!
What is happening?
Yes. Yes. That actually, that is astonishingly close to games I've been.
Dude, there's a show or a game called Freedom of Speech. That sounds fun.
Isn't that a right?
Well, oh, it says a game.
Politics.
I always did kind of like Taboo. I thought
is
Taboo.
Is the one where you go beep?
Mm-hmm. I think Taboo was kind of fun.
Okay.
Because Monopoly was the one for me. I happened to be I have a strategy that I have found over time has allowed me to win.
Yeah.
And so that's why I like it so much. Other games that I can't win, it just frustrates me, though. So that's where I'm at on that.
The 972 says, Alec, phase 10 over everything. That
phase
game is amazing. I've seen numerous texts about that. People who love phase 10 will go to bat for it any day of the week, I've noticed. Like, people who are really good at it, they're like, I swear this is the best game ever, which, hey, to your credit, I do the same when I'm good at something. I'm like, this is the best thing of all time because I'm good at it.
Yeah.
And I just want to be better than you.
You ever played Scrabble with somebody who doesn't understand the English language? And you're just like, that's clearly not a word. And they're
of
like,
course,
oh,
Quetzal Fudget is a word.
No. And then you're like, they're like, oh, hold on, wait. You're like, I don't want to wait anymore because you've done this four times already.
And it's when they luck into, see? It's the Danish word for three-footed cow. And you're like, you didn't know that. You did not know that.
Now I need to go find that word.
Yeah, I don't know. I panicked.
Please find it. Please.
Did I want to say legged? Yes, but I didn't.
I want to know how that is spelled.
Should I say it?
I wouldn't. I would wait.
Okay.
I would wait.
There's a word for it, though. I'm just saying.
And words scare me. Appreciate the interaction
Skip
there.
Skip-bo.
That's a great one,
yes.
too.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that was just a bootleg Monopoly?
Kind of.
Or Uno. Not Monopoly.
Yeah.
Kind of, but it's different.
Yeah.
And Maxine used to destroy me at that game, too.
Mm.
Appreciate the interaction there, 877-881-1053 for National Play Monopoly Day, your favorite board or card game. You can keep those coming in, 877-881-1053. Real quick, guys, do not be like these hockey fans. You might remember last week the Devils got some somewhat devastating news that their star center Jack Hughes was sidelined with a freak injury that he somehow suffered at a team dinner at some steakhouse in Chicago. The restaurant may or may not have been responsible, don't really know, but fans are still taking their anger out against this restaurant. And this is unfortunate because if you're a fan of hockey, you already know this, but the Devils were off to their best start in over three decades, I think, winning eight of their first nine games this season, an 11-5 record last week when they went to Chicago for that game where the incident happened. So, some sort of injury involving glassware that is going to sideline their star center, Jack Hughes, for 6 to 8 weeks.
Golly.
So, Devils fans are going to the Yelp page of this restaurant and leaving one-star reviews, and they are getting creative with it. Red M says, dirty, disgusting place. The food was subpar at best. The management here is pitiful. The servers suck. Shards of glass everywhere causing injury to members of my party. Place should be shut down 6 to 8 weeks as punishment for the incident that took place. And pretty much every other one-star review says, I'm not coming back for 6 to 8 weeks, or you should shut down for 6 to 8 weeks. Now, Yelp has a system that usually removes these, like a bot system that knows, okay, this is, you know, spam, they're trolling, we're going to get rid of this. But look, accidents happen. Don't do this to companies because they kind of rely on that stuff, word of mouth, to make their money. But in a weird way, I respect a fan base saying, I am so mad that my star player got hurt at dinner that I got to take out this anger some way.
Yeah.
Just don't do it that way.
Yeah. What a fascinating edition of AM on the FM. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Are you prepared to take this NFC team seriously? Next on The Fan.
Smith in the black and silver. In the gun, back to throw. Pressured now. Say goodnight, Geno. Quinnen Williams, enjoy your first Dallas sack. Back at the Raider 44.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, where I can't tell if Corey is just friendly waving at people or encouraging them to walk in the studio while
we're on
air. I was
giving Carter Freeman a thumbs up.
Okay.
And people walked by the window, and I think they were thinking I was thumbs up in them. And I was like, you know what? Fine. But I wanted Carter to know that that was for him. All right?
All right. So you're yes thumb, not no thumb, right?
Huh? What's a yes thumb? I've never heard this before. What's a yes thumb?
No, it's just thumb or no thumb.
I have thumbs.
All right. So Corey, put him down for yes.
I don't understand it.
right now.
You don't want to.
I need one for the thumb.
See? He knows.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
He
I got to go
it,
Google yes thumb.
Right. It's not exactly like that. But right now, powered by Men's Tea Clinic, it's time for Gridiron Gravy.
Dip, I guess.
Text in and explain the thumb thing.
Oh, they will.
Kevin,
me, oh, no, don't explain it to me. I get it. So here's what I love. We didn't technically violate any FCC rules, but it is 11:45 in the morning, and we're actively discussing that. All right. So I got some quarterback. Don't ask more questions, or I might answer them, and that will violate FCC standards. All right. Let's talk about some spare quarterback news. Aaron Glenn is going to...
That went out over radio, Alec.
Yeah.
No, it did not.
Okay.
Oh, did he get dumped?
No.
We were in queue.
Okay.
I told him in his ear.
Okay. Aaron Glenn announced that Tyrod Taylor is going to start for the Jets. And then the Browns, because really, who cares at this point, announced that Shedeur Sanders is going to make his first start after a robust... relief appearance for Dylan Gabriel, in which he completed 4 of 16 passes.
Is this the end of the road for Justin Fields, or
I think so?
Does he have is it time for him to become a receiver?
Not that I just he's a backup quarterback,
and
it would appear,
and a backup quarterback in situations that I think you can really use him in. That yeah. can get big time yards, but not expensively. Like that's the thing. Or, like I said, dude, the dude can run.
Sure.
Put the ball in his hands, he can get away. So maybe that's another way to find ways for him to play.
Jordan Davis was named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week. We will talk about him some more either later today or perhaps tomorrow. Another update from Aaron Glenn. We talked about the shooting of Chris Boyd. Glenn said that he's in good spirits after the shooting and will be okay. Now, probably not surprising to you on this, Bryce Young was named the NFC Offensive Player of the Week after he set the Carolina Panthers franchise record for most passing yards in a game. Josh Allen won the AFC Offensive Player of the Week award. This is the 17th time he's won that award.
Stat patter, it's all he does is just compile stats all the time.
Maybe
over many, many years.
Yes, over many
years.
He's
like the Frank Gore of quarterbacks.
Consistent performance. Stop that.
Consistent performance, just like you said.
Okay.
Frank Gore was very consistent over a long period of time.
That is true. And then the Saints waived Brandon Cooks. And I continue to think about this all the time. 3 years ago, I think it was 3 years ago, at training camp. And I was like, man. This Dak to Brandon Cooks connection is going to be something else. And then you just never saw it materialize in regular season games.
Yeah. It was, I don't know if it was McCarthy just didn't have the creativity to make it happen. It seems like Schottenheimer has found lots of ways to get multiple receivers the ball. As a matter of fact, I'm just looking right now. I don't know where the numbers stand exactly, but somebody was pointing out DK Metcalf and George Pickens. And DK Metcalf essentially replaced Pickens, and Schottenheimer's getting the most out of Pickens.
Right.
He's getting the most out of most of the offense. McCarthy couldn't for whatever reason, but I don't know, man.
I hope you took an opportunity to look at the fan text, where it looks like people are in favor. All right. Are you prepared to take the Chicago Bears seriously? As a contender, they beat the Minnesota Vikings 19-17. In the process, became the third team in the last 5 years to record a game-winning score in the final 2 minutes of regulation or overtime 3 straight weeks. They are in first place of their division. The last time they were in first place through week 11 was 7 years ago when Mitch Trubisky was their second-year quarterback. Good call on that pick, by the way. Are you prepared to look seriously at the Bears as a contender?
Okay. I was before the season started. Because I believe, I've said that much about Ben Johnson. I think he's that good.
Yeah.
I like the talent that he had. He already knew DeAndre Swift, so that's good. Monongai now has turned into something special that they can use as well. I'm fascinated that they can't find a way to use DJ Moore like he used St. Brown.
Right.
That doesn't, but maybe that's just because those are two different dudes. But DJ Moore just has been underutilized. And Romo Dunze, you know, hit or miss with him. So I felt like their offense was there. I felt like their defense was close. I felt like they'd be a second team in that division. The Packers can't decide what they want to do.
No.
The Lions are, I think, underperforming at this point.
I think that's very fair.
And the Bears are taking advantage of it. The one thing I can say, though, is they've won close games. And I don't know how we discussed the variation of that and how frequently these close games can be won and lost. I don't know if they can keep that up the entire time. They got to start figuring out how to win some games and blowouts, I think. But I do definitely think that Ben Johnson knows how to get this team in the right direction. He coached with a really good coach in Dan Campbell, a guy who should definitely be considered for Coach of the Year sometimes, maybe not this year.
Not this year.
But he understands that part of it, and then he's also very creative.
Ja'Marr Chase's one-game suspension was, in fact, upheld for spitting in the game.
As it should.
Yeah,
it's absolutely disgusting. Don't spit on people. Yeah. Even Stephen Jones said that's disgusting.
Yes.
That doesn't mean like, oh, even Stephen Jones. I'm just saying, like, that's another dude right there. Don't spit on people.
At the end of the day, no matter how well you execute that move, it's still gross.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk about those international games. Now, obviously, it's a tougher viewership slot since it usually starts at 8:30 Central. International games this year on NFL Network averaged 6.2 million viewers. That is up 32% from last year. And one of the reasons I think that is particularly interesting is it allows the NFL, who already wants to expand their international slate, to normalize these games. And you are not that far from having one of these every single week. I think you're going to see that sooner rather than later.
How many of them did you watch this year?
Not a lot.
Huh. I was excited to wake up, but a lot of times I forgot. That's something that's going to have to change.
Yes.
Because right now, your mind is noon, 3, 3:30-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, your mind's consistently
7:15, 7:20.
And then one week I hear, this is the last European game.
Yeah.
And they're like, by the way, we have one in Spain coming up. And you're like, hold on, no, explain this to. So like when they get an established, this 6 weeks is going to be overseas. I think they'll pump that even more.
Yeah.
And we'll be more excited about it. But also, there were times where I was like, is this game something I'm really interested in or just casually interested in? I am a very big proponent of turn the TV on in the morning, let it roll, and just be there for football all day.
This is going to be a big ask, but the NFL frequently does whatever the hell it wants. Could you see a scenario in which they would ever flex an international game?
Explain.
So, like, you got the Dolphins and the Commanders. Oof. Could you see a scenario where you see that writing on the wall?
And they sent another team?
Yeah.
It's a lot of travel.
It seems like it should not, but I also don't think you should be able to flex in Thursday games and stuff. So
yeah. No, you know what, dude? You're right. They at some, maybe not in the near like 10 years.
Yeah.
But at some point they're going to be like, look, we're so strong still. We do whatever we want, just like they have been.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can talk about this more at any point, but we didn't get a chance to mention, I like what Dak said after the game on Monday night about Marshawn Nealand. He said, this doesn't put a cap on it. Marshawn Nealand always will be with us. And that's one of the toughest things. If you've ever lost somebody or experienced a tragedy, everybody is there for you at first. But then eventually, you know, the meal train stops and everyone moves on with their life and like you're still hurting. So I appreciate that he threw that out there into the world.
Same.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we navigate the NFC East?
I think we can do that.
All right. Next right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.